Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
All right. Should I just go with the classic? Hey, you guys, welcome to Mission Accepted Podcast. So excited for who we have on the show today. Again, yet another topic that you probably haven't heard a whole lot about. But here's the thing. You know, I always tell you that you're the best audience. You guys are rocking it. We're so appreciative because what is Mission Accepted? It's a place where people get to talk about the mission they took on and why we stay. Why do we stay doing this mission? What is it about entrepreneurship that's just so exciting and exhilarating and destabilizing and stressful and all those things that make it such a joy and a pleasure to live this kind of life? It really is taking on the mission. You guys are the best audience, but you know what? I think that you're also the most enlightened. That's your word for this week, is enlightened audience. So thank you for everything that you do. We're going to hear from someone who's going to talk about something, like I said, that you probably haven't heard a lot before. So me and Lily met recently. You know, the wonderful thing about, you know, the whole open up of online and meeting people through social. You know what? I mean, I've just met so many social friends in these last few years. Now, I used to go, as you guys know, and do trade shows and live networking events and go to live, you know, we all did that live thing and you meet the coolest people. But there's something really, really different and interesting about meeting people online. I have like a whole slew of new friends that I never had before. And it's interesting that Zoom has no longer become a barrier. Remember when it was something like, oh my gosh, how do I do this? What do you mean you just click? And oh, the password has to have a capital and a letter. You know, that kind of went from that to like talking to our best friends, like just getting down into it. So I love the entrepreneurial spirit and the conversations can get quite vast. So I had an opportunity to meet Lily that way. So Lily, right? She has many, many hats that she wears. And so no surprise to me or anyone else that she would win the Miss Achievement Canada 2023 pageantry, because this woman has achieved a lot and still achieves a lot. We were talking pre-show and she's like, I do this and I do this and I do this and I do that. That is what I call an entrepreneur. You guys are like, what's an entrepreneur? I'm like, it's an entrepreneur that can't say no, right? Very creative. So Lily, welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about how, I mean, you have a life in pageantry, you own a cosmetics company, you're a landlord, you're also a nurse. People at this point are like, what? Is she going to teach us about life balance? But, you know, I was sharing pre-show, pageantry is such an interesting conversation and topic. So maybe start a little bit there on how that came part of your life.
Okay, well, my daughter entered Little Miss Calgary when she was 6 years old in 2016, and she won the title. It was her first time, and I saw it completely changed her life. So she started going to events as a representative of Calgary, and there would be dignitaries, politicians, local celebrities, and usually, you know, they're all giving a speech at the events. And one day my daughter was like, hey, like, how come I'm here with them and I'm not giving a speech? She's like, I want to talk. So I said, go ask the organizer. And they said, yeah, sure. Like, nobody had really thought about it because she was so young. Mm-hmm. And it just, from there, it snowballed. And she just started speaking at every event. And she got invited to more events. And she got interested in politics. And from that, she became a youth ambassador. So I just saw how much it brought to her life, just from the confidence, networking, public speaking, all the skills she gained. It was just incredible. And I was super shy always. I didn't want to be in any kind of center of attention at all. And I was beyond terrified of public speaking, like beyond, like even watching my daughter on the stage, I would be shaking and nervous, even though it's not even me. It's like somebody close to me. And I just said to her, like, I don't know how you can do this to go up in front of so many people and speak. And she's like, oh, it's easy. And I was like, I could never do that. And she goes, no, I dare you to. And we always dare each other to do things. So I said, okay, fine, I'm going to enter a pageant. And it was a complete disaster. My first one, I was so scared. I was shaking so bad. And I almost ran away before I had to go on stage, like just about. I felt like I was going to pass out. And I did it though. So I was so proud of myself for doing it, going on stage, speaking in front of, I think there were 150 people at that one
Wow.
live. And my daughter said afterwards, she's like, were you having a seizure? Because you were like shaking on stage. I was like, great. And I, like, it wasn't my goal, obviously, to try to win, but just to go there and do it and get through it. And each time I entered, I got more confidence and I felt more comfortable. And I actually ended up winning a title of Miss Calgary last year on my third try. So that was really cool. Yeah. And I just love it. I feel like pageantry has brought so much to my life and my daughter's as well. Even just meeting all the girls from around the world. Like during COVID, we had virtual pageants. So we met girls from all over the world. And now that travel's opened up, we've actually met quite a few. Who we met online. We've met them in Europe, like all across Canada. And it's just this instant sisterhood you have. It's really cool. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It's another side. I'm so glad you shared that because it's another side to pageantry that people don't know. Because if you're on the viewer side, what you see is the final. You see the final production. You see, you're sitting in the audience or you're watching TV and you're like, okay, here's everything. If you really think about it, there had to be prep and what have you. And most people would rather, what is it? It's like there's more people that would that are afraid of public speaking than dying. So they
Yeah,
know, people
I
know
get that.
that it's true. Like, they know that it would take a lot to go up there, but they don't know. And so hearing your story about, how you were shaking so bad, I think all of us have had that moment, even giving a toast at a wedding, like when something's really
Oh, yeah.
important, or you get asked to do a speech at a special event, or gosh knows, we're doing a whole big event where there's 375 people speaking. And just even in that conversation with people prior to, they're like, well, I've always wanted to. And I'm like, well, here it is, and it's the process that people go through, and it's that inner bravery. It's like listening to Brené Brown, the man in the mirror speech before you go on stage, right? So congratulations. I think that's amazing. And thank you for kind of enlightening us on the community and, like you said, the sisterhood that happens in pageantry. So that's a part of your life. And now you have this entrepreneurial business, other things that you do. So tell us about the makeup company. What spurred that on, and how does that go for you?
So, I became really interested in becoming a makeup artist. I just love how creative it is, and I love making people feel beautiful. So, I did some training since I started in 2015, and then I did a diploma in 2020, right in the pandemic, right before it
Sure, why
started.
not, right?
So, I'm an internationally certified makeup artist, and I absolutely love it. Probably my favorite is doing makeup for people who have disabilities. And I recently did makeup for a friend of mine who has liver failure. And it was kind of a photo shoot that she did to kind of showcase her strength against this progressive disease. And she was very sick and not feeling very, very good about herself. So we did her makeup and had a photo shoot for her. And, just seeing how beautiful she felt, like moments like that is what I live for. I love it. So I decided to start my own line of cosmetics. There's only three products. So we have sparkle lip gloss, liquid highlighter, and liquid shimmer. So they're for any gender targeted for a preteen age group though. And I'm just starting, so I've been started for less than a year actually. So I do have the products for sale already, and I have a website, and I'm hoping to get them into stores. So one thing that I have planned is to have workshops for young people and then include a makeup lesson as well. So I really want to incorporate any issues that are important to youth, like teaching about domestic violence and red flags to look for with any kind of relationships. That's something really important to me. Also, just with the mental health issues nowadays, especially since COVID, there's just, you know, a lot, like a huge, huge, huge increase in mental health issues, especially for young people, and just self-esteem and confidence building. And it could be for any gender for young people. So I'd like to have workshops with speakers, and then also have my company and my website and social media be kind of a hub for resources as well, where young people can find resources locally for any issues that matter to them, and then incorporate makeup in there too. So, and my whole thing is about bringing out natural beauty and just adding a bit of sparkle and shine instead of kind of heavy contouring and covering up, more just bringing out your best glow with sparkles and glitter.
Awesome. Well, that's a big mission. That's a big mission.
Yeah.
And I love how entrepreneurs bite big. You know what I mean? It's like you get the bug, and then that's what happens. It kind of blossoms. You know, when I think about, you know, my career has been 30 years, and I never thought I'd be, you know, behind a camera, you know, at a time where I was learning about aromatherapy. I mean, how do they correlate? And it's interesting because when you talk to somebody and people go, oh, so kind of what have you done and blah, blah, blah. And I tell them, they're like, I'm like, I know this isn't going to make sense, but this is the unfolding. This is the unfolding of what happens when you have a mission that's as impacted as that. I mean, I see like, oh my gosh, you're going to have like resources and workshops and products and bring in speakers and bring in awareness and, you know, heighten things and change thoughts and beliefs and all of that, what goes in it. And you've got your demographic. And so, yeah, you've got a great, that's a great, it's a mission that you can just dig into for, you know, that's just so layered, right? There's so much that you can do there. So, so let me ask you, how do you, I mean, you know, you're a new business, which we all know is, well, I mean, I don't know. Is our business ever, you know, is our business ever, do we ever just like, oh, I'm just going to stay here for the next year or two? What is it about us? We just, you know, we have to expand. But from an entrepreneurial standpoint, I mean, obviously you're at a place where you're in that beginning phase of your business. Mm-hmm. So if someone was where you were at in your business, share with them maybe some of the things that you do to balance your life or stay inspired, or, I mean, you got lots going on.
Well, I'm working with business coaches, and I'm taking a business training program for entrepreneurs locally here. So that's really helping a lot. I think just having people to bounce ideas off of, and then mentors to ask when I don't know what I'm doing, I can say, hey, like, how do I do this? Like, does this make sense? And so forth. And just having mentors to guide you and people to bounce ideas off of. And one thing I've learned recently is about interviewing people and asking, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about this price point? This, this, this. And then you get different perspectives from a huge cross section of people. You know, we're always wanting to ask our friends and family, and they might just tell us, you know, what we want to hear, or just smile and nod and agree with us. So it's really good, you know, even asking men, like interviewing men about the makeup line and hearing their thoughts or how they view it, their impressions. It's really, really helpful with deciding kind of how to plan things out.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you talk about that. I was just having this conversation with a woman yesterday. So she's, I do top performance training and coaching. So I mentor. And I was having a woman actually from Alberta. I said, can you please help this woman? And I said, okay. And we had this conversation yesterday. And as we were, and I call it unpacking what the problem is, where, you know, let's get to that. And I brought up the idea of coaches, right? And I said, one of the, you know, I get asked a lot, I've had 7 companies. And so like, what? And I'm like, that just means I've had a lot of mentors. I've hired a lot of coaches. I've hired a lot of trainers. And even my son, who's 19, is starting his first company. And the CFO that's running his business plan, we have a spot in there for mentoring and coaching. And it's not going to necessarily be me. Do you know what I mean? Like, so he listens to me now, but we don't know that's always going to be the case. So it literally, truly, I believe you're 100% on top of it, Lily, that you need to have this as a part of your business plan. I don't know any business out there that gets to where they want to go by themselves or by not having people around them that know more. And a coach actually digs in. Like, you can get really good advice from people that have been in business for a while, but when you got to get into your numbers or into your marketing, you need someone alongside that process to help you make those right decisions. And it was interesting because I was talking to her, and obviously she's in a challenge place. And in 5 years, she's had very, very little coaching. Like, she had a coach for a few months. And I'm like, well, I think we could start at one place here. But you're right, just to be able to have that resource and bounce it off, because friends and family are always going to cheer you on. But would they pay $45 for a lip gloss? Who knows? Maybe the market will. But you know what I mean? That kind of thing. So I think you're bang on. It's really a top performance philosophy around surrounding yourself with the right people. And I think we should do it at whatever stage we're at in business. You know, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a really good one. So how about life? How about life balance here? You still are nursing, and you are a landlord as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a nurse since 2007. Prior to that, I did mechanical engineering technology. So I have a diploma in that. And so it's complete opposite nursing now. And I've been a foster parent for medically fragile kids for over a decade. So I do that. I take care of 3 children with complex medical needs who live in my house. So I am a foster parent, but it's essentially the same as if I'm running a residential medical facility. So I'm doing, you know, all the ordering of the medications and scheduling appointments. I have nurses who work for me. And yeah, it's pretty much like a business, even though I'm not a business in that sense anyway. So they're really like part of our family, and I love it. I never feel like it's really work or anything. So I love doing that. I work also as a nurse, as a contractor in corporate wellness. So I work for private companies very casually. And I've been with the same company 7 years. I love it. And so yeah, I do acting sometimes, usually background. I just finished filming just a short indie film about a guy who's a con artist. So almost like the Tinder swindler, kind of a mini film. So it was super fun. And then, I have one house that I'm renting out as a rental property right now. And yeah, so I've been a landlord for, gosh, I guess 12 years or something now. So yeah. So I enjoy that too. I do everything myself, maintenance and payments, like leases, everything. So.
Okay. So you must get asked this often. So really, honestly, how do you, and it's a good skill and a good, something that people need to hear, because there's, you know, you clearly are doing a lot of things off the side of your desk, you know, like you're wearing many hats. And I think it's so accepted for people to do multiple things now. But how do you balance? How do you find your balance?
Yeah, I usually go out a few days a week, and I work on like paperwork for everything, you know, through everything that I do. And I have some places I go to where I just sit and have coffee and work on everything just in peace by myself, where I can really focus. I just put my head down and work hard. So I swat out time for that. Usually I go on Sunday every week, and I just sit somewhere by myself in a cafe or somewhere, and I plan out the week ahead. So I really schedule everything, like all the medical appointments, my work shifts, the time I'm going to work on my business. And I have a makeup client once in a while as well too. So I just schedule everything and my kids' activities, things like that. So So that's like really essential. I have to do that. Otherwise, the coming week, I have no idea what's going on. Like everything has to be really scheduled. I use like old school day planner as well, where I have.
You're one of our people.
I have lists. I have lists all the time. Like every couple of days, I make a new list just on a computer paper. And I write down everything I have to do. And when it's done, I cross it off. Like that's how my brain works the best to kind of understand. That's how I plan and manage my time. It works really well in general, really, really well. And usually I go out like once or twice a week as well, just kind of for fun, to do something fun and, you know, see friends, or I get my nails done or something like that. And I do work 7 days a week, but I can kind of take time off whenever I want. So usually right now I'm actually very extremely grateful to be a travel companion on my friend's travel benefit who works at an airline. So I'm extremely grateful I can travel standby for a very low cost. And so usually with this right now, I usually go somewhere out of town once a month or once every 2 months. Like sometimes, like I went to Paris in June for 3 days. So, and then when I go out of town, then that's just like my time, just me. And usually I'll get my hair done, get a haircut. I don't know if I've ever had my haircut really in Calgary. It's usually when I'm somewhere else where I have all that block of time to myself. And I love to read. I sleep on the plane, and that's like my biggest self-care usually, just, you know, being in a hotel. And then usually I'll see friends. A lot of times I have friends where I'm going to in cities. So yeah, that's like a really nice break.
So, well, I think that's, I mean, there's so many, there, like, there's so much to unpack in there. And I think that it's important for people to hear. First of all, I produce a planner and a paper planner, and I love paper. I'm known as paper girl, produce books, produce planners, produce trackers. And I'm sitting in with on my lap right now is, you know, my agenda for the day. And I'm a true believer, you know, like you got to plan for that success, and you got to know what you're doing. And I've got whiteboards, and isn't it feel great to knock something off your list? I do little things like last night I was making one as I was decompressing for my day, and I put little stars beside the ones that are more important. And I use color coding. My girlfriend, I have no problem mentioning her name, Rowena List. And it's funny that her last name is List because she's a professional organizer. And she taught me color coding many, many years ago, because I, like you, I have a planner, and I have, you know, my Niora business. I have my, you know, media business. I have my son's business. I have my downtime. And you can kind of look at it, and you can see even by color, it's like if you're on target. I remember a great friend of mine as well, Cindy. She said to me, she goes, isn't that funny when you're building a business, how people talk about life work balance? She goes, doesn't that just make you want to belly laugh? She goes, isn't that just the biggest phallus? I was like, absolutely. It's like when you're in it, you know, balance doesn't mean equality of what you do and how much you do it, but it's taking those moments. I mean, my goodness, woman, 3 days in Paris, that's a great moment, but it's taking that time when you can to just keep refueling the soul. For me, I think the biggest self-care that I do is my optimum nutraceuticals. Like I said, sometimes I feel like I'm put together by nutraceuticals, but it's really how well I take care of my body on the inside. And most people know that about me. I've been very, that's my biggest thing. That's my biggest thing that I self-care with. But I might try to find a friend with some air mile kind of, you know. Anyways, good. That's great. So kind of before we wrap up, because there's so many things that you have shared with us that I think as an entrepreneur, I'm going back to when you first started talking about just how nervous that you were to step out on that stage, right? And what you went through and the process that you went through, that's kind of what it's like when you take something on. And who knew when you decided to go on that stage from a dare of your daughter that it would turn into what it turned into? I think that's the beautiful unfolding. But Before we wrap up today, I do have a question for you that I want to ask. It's completely off target. And I don't know, because you're probably living some of them. So I always like to ask people, because when you put it out there, you know, I think miracles happen. Someone's going to hear this maybe 3 months from now or 3 years from now and go, oh, I know, I want to get in touch with that Lily woman because I want to help her make that come true. So outside of your business, just in your world, what's a bucket list thing for you? Like, what have you got on your bucket list that you'd love to have experienced or conquest?
Well, I have a few.
Yeah, no worries.
One of my biggest travel bucket list items, I really like rockets and space and flying and planes. So they have actual shuttle launches in Kazakhstan. And I would love to go there one day to see the launch. You get to go like right up front and meet the cosmonauts. So I don't want to go alone though. And I haven't found anyone who'll go with me. So I want to do that one day. And I also, I've been in a couple of books as a co-author in compilation books. So I do want to write a full length book one day. That's something I just need more time first, but I'm really planning to do that. And I would like to finish my private pilot's license. I've completed about half of the hours. So that's another thing I need more time for too. So,
oh, yeah. it'll yeah, that's amazing. It'll all come to you. It's funny when you talk about, I need to put you in touch with, there was someone that we just interviewed and he's amazing and he is in love with space. I bet you, and he's in Vancouver, that's not far from you, especially with how you can fly. I bet you guys would have great conversation around, you know, he might be the person. So see, that's what I mean by putting it out there. And then, I mean, this guy's like, he knows everything about the solar system. And I was like, hey, my girlfriend bought me a star. Andromeda, I own that star, Andromeda, it's named after me. But you guys would have great conversations and who knows what would come from that. But that's amazing. Well, Lily, please share with everybody the name of your cosmetics company so they can go and check out your website. And if you, I know that you have something a little special for our guest today, which we're so grateful for. And then I have the final question to ask you.
Okay, so it's called Marigold Beauty, and the Instagram account is Marigold Beauty Official, and the website is www.marigoldbeauty.ca. And if anyone would like to order anything, I would give 20% off from the pricing. So, yeah, thank you.
Awesome. So that's Marigold, like the flower.
Yeah. Marigold and beauty.ca.
Awesome. Well, that's beautiful. Was there anything in particular around the name?
It's my daughter's name. So, yeah,
that's fair. That's totally fair. Okay. So, thank you so much for coming on the show, but I do have one last question for you. And as a lot of people know, now I'm a big music fan. I love music. And I know when you were talking about mental health, just this big, myself, my girlfriend were walking 8.5 marathons across Ireland in 8 days, to raise money for people in the music industry. So, you know, children and women and men, and there's a great organization in Canada. If you're really tapped into mental health, and it's called Unison, and they give money and funds and support and counseling to musicians or anyone in the music industry in Canada that needs it. But on the other side of it, we all use music so much for mental health. I mean, we use it to keep us motivated, inspired. Sometimes when we're sad, we'll put on a sad song so we can work through that feeling. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's just so free. Like, it's just given to us so freely. And we wanted to give back because, you know, 85% of musicians can't pay their rent. And there's just something not right about that. So we're looking to do something about that. So anyways, if you guys are all listening, if you're listeners, you know to go to theydiditour.ca and please donate. Particularly at this time of year, you can certainly donate in someone else's name as well. And we'll give you a gift certificate. So you can put that and give that to somebody as a gift. But I love music. And I know that you probably do too. From the sounds of things, you could do a lot of really cool stuff. So if you were on your way to a desert island, that wasn't on your bucket list, but we're going to put it on there for you. And that was you. It's just you and you, you in your suitcase, and there's room for one album. And what album would you take with you? What album would you couldn't imagine not ever listening to again?
That's a tough one because I love music so much. So, yeah. But probably Unforgettable Fire by U2. It's an old one, but
that's a great one.
Yeah, but
that's
I really one. Love that album. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love him. I stayed up late to watch Stephen Colbert had him on. He just launched his book called Surrender.
Okay.
And he did a really great interview about it. So if you love U2, there you go. There's a little something for you. Lily, thank you so much for being on the show. There were so many inspiring things that you shared with us today, and we wish you the best of luck in everything that you do. And obviously we're going to stay in touch and love to have you. And hey, maybe you and if your daughter still loves to speak and talk, maybe we'll get you on the International Women's Day speaking event that we're doing. That would be fabulous. So thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on. And you guys, fabulous, beautiful, enlightened, sensational audience. Thank you always for showing up. Big mandate is, you know, standing up, showing up and speaking up. So thank you for showing up, and thank you for sharing and doing everything you do to get the words out of these incredible guests that we have on Mission Accepted. So you stay groovy. We'll see you next week. Lily, we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Bye for now.
Thank you.